the soldiers on shore was so moved by the example and the consistent faith of the other 39, he removed his clothes and ran out to join them. And by morning, all 40 of them were dead of exposure. Those 40 brave soldiers lived what they claimed to believe. Over the next, to the end of the year, the elders have decided that they would like me to speak on various Bible characters and see what lessons we can learn from them. I'd like to start today with taking a look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. I know we were there this morning, but we're going to go back. Actually, I invite you to turn in your Bibles because we're going to read the entire chapter. And there are a few lessons I think that we can learn about the value of a consistent faith by looking at Daniel's life. Daniel chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault, because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter." Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. "Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" And the king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." And so they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." Then a stone was brought and laid at the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with lamenting voice to Daniel. And the king spoke, saying, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, O King, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O King, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote, "To all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I don't know about you, but I found it interesting that Daniel is not one of the heroes of faith that are listed in Hebrews chapter 11. You ever noted that? I guess the Lord knew that we had his book and that we could read that. But Daniel clearly is a great hero of faith. Three points. Briefly, in the lesson's yours. First one is, a consistent faith will be tested. Not only with Daniel, but everyone who has ever lived that bore the name of Christ and had faith in Christ knows that the Christian will be tested. He will be persecuted. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, and said, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Consistency of faith will result in persecution. We know that's true. We've all experienced, to some degree, nothing like Daniel had to experience throughout his whole life, actually. We know the persecution will come our way if we choose to live for Christ, if we choose to hold nothing back and let people know who it is that we live for. And you know, that's not a bad thing. There's some good that can be accomplished from that. Take a look at verse 3 of Daniel chapter 6. It says that this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. You know, the king, King Darius, really did like Daniel. He was sorry that he had made such a vow, that 30-day vow, and he labored with it all night before he finally put Daniel in the lion's den. He really liked Daniel. Daniel was a consistent believer in God, and his consistency of faith even affected this pagan king. But the point I think we need to see is that God wanted to develop Daniel even further. Daniel had been through a great deal already, but he was going to develop him in his faith further. You know, our trials in life are never meant to destroy us. They're to make us stronger. You know, in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul, one of my favorite passages, wrote about the trials that he was facing in life. He says, beginning in verse 35 of Romans 8, he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God's love. He loves us. He wants us to win. He doesn't want us to be destroyed. And trials, He will see us through those trials. You know, in verses 25 and 28 of Daniel, the Lord was glorified in by Daniel's trials. It says in verse 25 that when Darius wrote, "To all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end." Daniel's faith in his God influenced this king. God received glory. And like the passage we used this morning, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, where Paul admonished, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Sometimes in the midst of trials and adversities of life, it's kind of difficult to remember that on the other side, God is going to be glorified if we'll just live consistent lives. In verses 4 and 5, we see how sinners are convicted by the consistent life of a believer. It says, "So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. And then these men said, 'We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.'" We've got to find something where he's going to obey God over men. And so that's what they pursued. And you know what? These men were disturbed by Daniel's faith. They knew he was a man of faith. They knew he was a man of integrity. And it disturbed them, really. It showed them for what they really were themselves. Daniel possessed something that they did not have, and that was integrity. You know, the world will always be looking on whenever we're going through adversity. And they'll be looking for, as we talked a little this morning, hypocrisy in our life. They'll be looking for us acting and thinking and responding very much like they do. We all walk through a lion's den of some sort in our life. But our faith is to shine, just like Jesus said in Matthew 5, 16. "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify God who's in heaven." Consistent believers, Paul said, are living epistles. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 2, he said, "You are our epistle written in our hearts and known and read by all men." Don't think for a moment that the world doesn't see you and I and how we respond to adversity and what's going on in our lives. He says we're known and read by all men. And they will see the peace and the help that we're receiving from the Lord. The peace that Randy was talking about here a second ago with that song. Peace, perfect peace. That brings us to point number two. A consistent faith will testify. You know, sometimes our faith will actually speak louder when we're living it than words that we might try to speak to others. And in verses 10 and 11, again, it says, "Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went home, and in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God." They had it in their mind to find some way where he was obeying his God, and they could bring that charge. And they knew that Daniel was a man of prayer, and that he would be found praying to his God. And that faith of his testified to his enemies. Daniel remained firm. He did not change his ways, even before the king who liked him. He remained consistent. And he knew that God, even I think Darius knew that God would give him the strength to endure that lion's den. He said that. And you know, we can find that in our own lives, the same thing is true. God has promised, 1 Corinthians 10:13, that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we're able. But with that temptation, we'll make a way of escape, that we're able to bear it. You know, if God doesn't take us out of the situation, out of the trials that we're facing, then he'll give us the strength to endure it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, Paul admonished the brethren to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It is never in vain. A consistent faith is not in vain. In verses 14 through 20 of Daniel, the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He labored about not wanting to, is the idea. And then these men approached the king and said, King, know this, O king, that is the law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. And so the king gave the command. They brought Daniel, cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke to Daniel, saying, Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. And they rolled that stone, brought it at the mouth of the cave, mouth of the den, rather, and the king sealed it with his ring. The king went to his palace, spent the night fasting. No musicians were brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And he arose early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. He came to the den, and he cried out for Daniel, and Daniel responded to him. The king was in agony over this. Here we see that Daniel's faith was speaking loudly and clearly to King Darius. He did not want to put him there. And he was the first one to the den of lions to see if he had made it safely. You know, when faith is practiced consistently, it encourages others to be more consistent in their faith. You know, that's one of the advantages of assembling together. In Acts chapter 14, we find an Apostle Paul and Barnabas. They had gone through the region of Galatia, Antioch, Syria, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, and they had established churches. They preached the gospel. In verse 21 says, And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. So when they had appointed elders in every church, prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, whom they had believed. They went back and they were strengthening the souls. That's what we do with one another. By a consistent faith, we strengthen and encourage each other. That's why we're here today. Our last point is a consistent faith brings victory. You know, that's the kind of faith that Daniel had. And Scripture teaches us that same kind of faith will bring us victory. And in 1 John 5 and verse 4, John says, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome our world, our faith. Our faith, a consistent faith. Look over to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Context really begins in verse 12 of the thought I'd like to present. And if you have paragraph heading in your Bible, notice it says, Triumph in Christ. Paul says, Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. Now, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death to death, and to the other, aroma of life to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity. But as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Paul, do you see what he says in verse 14? Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. God's people, by living consistent, faithful lives, diffuses a fragrance both to those who are his children as well as to those who are not. That's a powerful thought. Daniel's consistent faith in God allowed him to enjoy victory after victory. So many victories he had had up to this point, and he will see us through our trials as well. Ultimately, Daniel's faith enabled him to see those lions go without lunch and his enemies lose their lives. One day, the saints of God, the scripture tells us, 2 Peter chapter 3, we will see the world conquered. The Christian is victorious. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which now exist, are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Consistent faith will triumph. You can overcome the flesh. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about when Jesus comes again, he'll deliver his saints to his Father, and a transformation will take place. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50 through 54. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. But I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Victory in Christ. We shall all be changed. And we'll see that faith in Christ, a consistently lived faith in Christ, will see the devil defeated as well. In Revelation chapter 20, in verse 10, it says, and the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Victory in Christ is ours if we live a consistent faith like Daniel. You know, every generation needs Christians with a faith like Daniel. Ours does, the next one coming up does. We need men and women of faith who will make up their minds just simply to be consistent. Easier said than done. But as you think about your life, are you a consistent Christian? Am I? Probably not like we would want to be. God wants His people to be consistent. He wants to help us to walk a consistent faith in obedience, minute by minute, day by day. We just need to talk to Him about it. He can enable us, just like He enabled Daniel. Ours is to live a consistent faith. It's time to wake up and sing our invitation song. It's warm in here. I'm tired. Appreciate your attention. I hope you got a little bit out of that lesson on Daniel and living a consistent faith. If there's anyone here that has a need that we might help you either by prayer or encouragement to be a little more consistent in your faith, you can let us know while Randy leads us in this song. We invite you to come.